Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Why are we playing Christmas music, Bill? It's 104 or 3. I got that number last night, and maybe yesterday was 104. 103 days to Christmas. What are we, the Hallmark Channel all of a sudden?
Yeah, we got it. It's not 31 days of Halloween. It's 104 days of Christmas here.
That's right. Exactly right. Yes, so we think that we're tapping into Hallmark. We know they do Christmas in July. Really, they do Christmas all year when you watch it.
I mean, if you listen to or if you watch any Hallmark movie,
right,
a Lifetime movie, whatever, it's all the same at this point.
Exactly, and Jennifer Love Hewitt and knockoffs will be in there. We know
yes.
That. That's my other theory.
All is right. That the only thing she does nowadays?
Exactly, but the knockoffs are what I like. So I'm mentioning that, though, because Amazon is on to something, and you have to fess up here. You may have to use an assumed name. Maybe you want to spill it out for once. Family may be listening. They say you'll be able to get a fresh 7-foot Christmas tree on Amazon Prime. They promise to deliver a tree that was cut within 10 days to your doorstep. So I was on a national show last night. I put this out there. One woman owned a tree farm. I think it was in Delaware, Ohio. The family broke down crying. It was nuts because of what a threat this will be. Now, 25 to 30 million Christmas trees are sold every year. People were trying to tell me, and it may be, I have to get a ruling on this. We may have to do more research, that already more Americans have a fake tree. Notice I don't call it artificial. I call it fake. Come on now. Particularly if you have kids. You can't be doing that.
Yeah, you can't get a fake tree.
You can't do it. Thank you. It's you're corking your bat like some women and ball players. Yes, that's another thing. Yeah, fakery of the tree might be worse than fakery of the upper areas. But
Now my in-laws, they right. have one real tree, I think. You know
right.
what? I might be wrong on this, but I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt. They have one real tree.
Right.
And then throughout the house, they have like three or four other trees that are artificial slash fake.
Well, that's
allowed. I feel like that's fine.
Yeah, because they're over. Yeah, you can't have four of
however,
real trees.
However, they might all be fake. I can't remember now.
If they're all fake, then that's it. Out of the marriage. That's grounds for divorce. We rule in Bill's favor.
Heather, my wife, is all about, now that we have a home, we purchased
right.
our home in
real
Warminster.
Tree.
She wants not only a real tree, she wants us to go into the forest and
wow.
cut it down ourselves.
And you've never done it.
And now Amazon is presenting this avenue for me that I'm like,
God.
Well, let's see here.
Okay, so is it a chore? Now, going into the forest, that takes some preparation and chopping it down. We got to get some footage of that if Bill does that.
Oh, no question. Yeah. We will be now, posting that.
With DJ and Luke, they still like going with us, particularly DJ. You know, we go to one spot in Chestnut. We went to a different spot in Chestnut Hill last year. So if you're in Philadelphia, you know, that within where we are, the stately Giordano operation, we could find within 5 minutes 10 places selling Christmas trees. By the way, they will sell you a 7-foot Fraser fir from North Carolina. Will cost $115. Now, we've never paid more than either 40 or 45. I think we paid 45 once. There might have been a 50 in there that Roe, you know, snuck that in. But come on, 115. Here's the point. Is this something Amazon is so good at figuring things out? You know, there's such fun, even people. Like, I remember when we talked about this, and I think Bill and I were both surprised. I know I was surprised that Amazon has this service, and I have to see how many people have signed up, where they can come into your home, you know, that whole deal, but they'll videotape it so that nothing gets stolen, and they'll put the products inside, you know, rather than on your doorstep so that the porch pirates can't strike. It'll be inside your house. Then they even have it with cars, with vehicles. So they, you know, they think of everything. It's shocking. Isn't there something for the small Christmas tree? Now, you know, if this happens, which they're doing, I know that Jim Kenney is burning the midnight oil. He'll say there's got to be a tree delivery tax, right? There's got to be some way of taxing that because we're knocking out the poor neighborhood tree guys, okay? And maybe the Amazon tree will be superior. So here's what I'm asking. Deep down, is it a chore to go and get the tree, particularly when you had kids? If you have kids now, say they're up to 12 or so, or you can remember when you had them at that age. Isn't it a fun family thing? Hot chocolate's involved. I don't know about Heather wanting Bill to have to chop down a tree. Maybe it's her idea, just saying.
It's 100% her idea.
She ought to chop it down then. It's yes. You know, women should be able to do that. How many times does it take to chop down a tree? All right. So where we go, the guy comes. I give him $5. I don't know if that's cheap. He helps with some rope that they have there. God only knows where that rope is from. It's only like 15 blocks to get home, and we tie it to the top of the vehicle, sometimes in the back when we've had a bigger vehicle, and, you know, we go off to grandma's. We got the tree. Is that a chore? Are Americans so busy that, boy, Amazon is a genius for tapping? I had people calling from around the country, how do I sign up? Can I get the tree now? And then I had other people saying, this is the apocalypse. How in the world has Amazon convinced people that this is what you should do? And one guy tried to tell me it's those under 30 would do it and all that. If they have kids, though, would they start off with this? You know, it's an Amazon Christmas. I would say, look, if you're going to do this, it's a violation. Just get an artificial, a fake tree. Just be done with it. You're an artificial, you're fake tree. You're probably a white light person versus the colored lights that are the spirit of the season. Why not just be done with it? Just get the fake tree then. You won't have to bother Amazon. You won't have to go through this. You're too busy. And all that you have to do is take it out of the closet or wherever you keep it, dust it off, put it up, and go for it. Don't pretend. Now, you don't have to go. I think this is the outer limits of hiking out there in the woods with Heather and telling Bill, now, Bill, chop over here.
No, I'm hoping she really means, like, we're going to go to a family farm or something that has non-pre-cut trees.
Right.
Because that's what a lot of farms do. They do the pre-cut trees. You just go and pick it, and they take it off the stand. She, I think, wants to, like, me get on my knees, get a saw, and cut the thing down.
Not even a hatchet.
I get a hatchet. Well,
yeah,
no,
anybody.
I trust myself more with a saw than a hatchet.
I gotcha. Yeah, because it'd be embarrassing with the hatchet, you know, if you hit it and it's
I just want to be able to yell timber. That's really what I'm here for. That's all I'm here for.
Has anybody had that experience? Yeah, that is a good feeling to yell timber. 855-839-1210, you get in. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you just push #1210. So is Amazon so intuitive, they're on to something here, that this is a chore versus something that's more of a pleasure? And I'll be looking, when we get past Christmas, I set the over and under for Amazon doing this at 1 million trees. Do you think that 1 million people in America are going to go, yes, it's Amazon, let me have some of that? And what is it you bought from Amazon that you can't believe you bought, you know, versus having to look at it, touch it, see it, and all that type of stuff? I mean, I get it with the convenience, the pricing, and all that, but there's got to be a limit. Now having them, that guy calls me, what about in Manhattan? You can't get a tree there. They'll drop it off. They make it easy. People don't have cars. How are they getting a tree home? I think deep down people are saying, you know what? Thank you, Amazon. This is something people pretend. And the idea strikes Heather, this will be a lot of fun. Maybe not so much if sawing and chopping's going on here. But dumping a Christmas tree on your lawn, are they on to something? Psychologically, they believe that, hey, Americans think it's a chore rather than a pleasure to go forward and get a Christmas tree. Let's go to Paul in Monco, and Paul is in on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Paul. Hey, my fault. Al in Mount Laurel's with us first. Hey, Al, good morning.
Good morning. I just want to let you know maybe about 10 years ago, we found an ad for a tree cutter, and we ordered one through the mail from North Carolina. We called one day. They cut it the next day and overnighted it, and it was the freshest tree we ever had.
How much did you pay for that, Al?
Back then, it was probably about $70, $80.
Mm-hmm.
And with our last real tree, we have a allergy issue with my son. We always kind of played it off. This tree was so fresh, I cut the bottom, put it in the stand, took it in the house, and in 5 minutes he was weaving.
So, oh, okay. So is your argument then the advantage of this? It's a relatively fresh cut tree?
Yeah, and you know, at times I like going out and get the tree, but I always pick the nights that are rainy and cold and dark, and you know, so it was just pretty easy.
All right, fresh. All right. That's one perspective, Al. I still think it's a family time, right? Is it not? Will Amazon sell 1 million or more? I bet that's a figure. That seems to be the over-under figure. I'd say out of 25 to 30 million. If they do that this year, then next year it'll be 5 million. Soon, Amazon will be in control. All right, let's go to Paul in Montco on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Paul, good morning.
Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Good.
Yeah, I agree with you. Family time for, I don't know, ever since we've been married, we'd go up and cut a tree up in the Poconos, actually cut two.
Oh, you have. So give Bill some advice. Do you chop it or do you saw it?
We saw it.
Saw it. Okay. How long does it take you?
To saw a tree?
Yeah.
I don't know, 10 minutes. How long does it take us to hike the hills and find it? An hour?
Oh, boy, Bill, this is what you're in for. She's going to make you do it. Yes.
And as the kids get older, everybody's got a different idea what's the best tree. So every year, the person whose tree we cut is the proud one for that year. So it's,
oh, you know what? You know what? You've just told families out there, Paul, something that would be a great tradition, which is that was the tree that was selected that year that was chopped down. That's their tree. It's kind of bragging rights. That's interesting. Now, if Roe's listening to this, though, and I have to schlep off to the woods along with Bill, that's going to be the outcome of it.
Yeah, well, we've been up there in the rain, we've been up there in the snow, we've been up there when it's hot, we've been up there when it's cold. But whatever time, it's a great adventure. It's a wonderful family experience.
So Bill should be able to saw that tree down in about
Absolutely.
10 minutes. All right.
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Paul. Thanks for that. Yeah. We'll have to see how that works out. You know, how much muscle, how much coordination is involved in doing that. Mike is in the Northeast on Talk Radio 1210. Mike, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Dom. How are you?
Great.
Hey, it's breaking my heart to hear what I'm hearing here about Amazon and the trees. I just think it's always been a family tradition.
Well, but what the, you know, they have researchers. They're smart people, diabolical, some would say. And, Mike, I think they're thinking it can make the freshness argument, even though I think it's kind of weak. But they're making the argument people are busy. That's what Amazon is about, and it's a chore rather than just hitting a button and a tree arrives.
No, I can't. I don't see it being a chore. Not when you're experiencing something and making memories with family, children. How can it be a chore? I just think, and I can't blame Amazon. I mean, they're taking advantage of something that they're seeing, a trend and a pattern.
Yes.
I just think families are less likely now more than ever to go out and create memories and spend that family time, and it's a travesty. You know, we stopped doing the whole fake tree years ago. Just because when we started doing the real stuff, we saw the change in the kids and how they reacted. It's something really special.
Look, I agree. And I'm thinking this is another sign of the apocalypse to me. But
I agree.
I'm wondering, you know, if there are people. I mean, I don't know. I'm not inside. But I think they have people that even look at the psyche and don't think they've convinced Americans everything is better just doing it online. In a lot of ways. And there's the fun of seeing that package when you come home. And look, Mike, if they can convince, I have to see how many Americans said, yes, you can come into my house and put the packages there. I couldn't believe it when we brought that up, how many people were on board with that. This is just another step.
It's sad. I just really encourage every father, every mother out there, every guardian, you know, get up this week, this winter season, and go out and get a tree, and you'll see a difference in the whole atmosphere and experience.
Well, I love the guy who called and said, Paul, and said, too, whoever picks the tree and they chop it down, that's kind of the bragging rights. All right, Andy in Marlton is an excellent caller. But, Andy, surprising you called into this. You were one of those Amazonites, I remember. We're going to let – see, I don't forget. I'm sick when it comes to callers.
Dom,
it's encyclopedia. You were going to let them into your home.
Well, that's – how do you remember these things?
Yes.
First of all, you know,
I'm one of these guys that I look at technology and I think, how will that ever work? And damn, it doesn't always work. So yep. I'm usually wrong. But I look at this tree deal and I think, okay, I order the tree. The tree comes. I bring it into the house. I put it into the stand. Then I cut the webbing. And it looks like Charlie Brown's Christmas tree. So what do? Well, Amazon is very good from a customer service standpoint. So I call them. They're not going to take it back.
Right.
They can't do that. How do you put that tree back? So they'll send me another one. So here's the angle. I go to my neighbor next door. I say, Joe, you want to get a tree? They're $70 each. I can get you one for $30. So what we do is we call up Amazon. We tell them the tree was no good. They send us out another one. We get two trees for the price of one.
Well, Amazon must have thought about people like you across the country, more diabolical than they are, yes.
How many people do you think, especially in South Philly, I mean, you know, Guido and Sal are going to be down there saying, I can get 10 trees for the price of what? You know,
right, and this these trees might
they'll be coming
right.
in.
These Amazon trees might make their way into the tree sellers in South Philly.
Yeah, that'll be interesting.
You know, that's a nefarious idea. Just remember, Andy, I don't forget a call. I remember that as if it were yesterday. Jessica or Jesse in Hamilton, is it Jessis?
Hi.
Jessica. Hi, Jessica.
How are you?
Good.
I'm a real tree person. Grew up that way, always have been. My father-in-law and my husband's family grows their own trees. And right now, we actually go to tree farms and we cut them down. So it's not like a lot where it's pre-cut. It's fresh cut right there. And we take a lot of time picking them out. It's a big deal. We have two small children now, and it's a day. Like, we go there, we do that, we do hot chocolate if it's cold, and we have to pick that right tree out because they're all different. And I think a lot of people do that. I think we're Amazon Prime people in support of Amazon for some things, but that won't change for us. And I think they will get a portion of the population, and I think the people they're going to get are the people who go to those tree lots, you know, a couple days before Christmas, and the trees are all already webbed. You don't even know what those trees look like anyway, and they're kind of last-minute people, or the people who think it's kind of a cool idea to maybe get a real tree, and they usually have a fake tree, and instead they see if this is convenient, and it's fun, but I don't think they're going to take people like me who go to tree farms and cut them down ourselves or, you know, down the road would like to grow our own trees. I don't think they're going to get that population. I think
you're right, but all they have to do is get those others, Jessica, and they'll get sell a million trees, and then next year, who knows? All right, it's only 103 or 104 days. We have to do the math on that to Christmas. Just be aware of it.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.